So up to now in this Pocket Guide, you've heard a lot of music, but it's been mostly vocal music. Well, apart from the hit of 4500 BCE, the Gishgudi. And you may be thinking, why all the singing? Where are the instruments? That's a good question. And it's all to do with the church. You will have noticed that much of the music we've heard so far was written in, or for, or by the Christian church. And they only had vocal music. But now, in the 16th century, as the middle classes expand and want to play more music, which they buy because it's easily printed, instrumental music you can play at home is coming into fashion. And there is nothing more trendy than the lute. A perfect match with your ruff, buckled shoes, and two-tone hosiery, the lute is descended from the Arabic oud and is the go-to instrument for solo playing and singer-songwriter coolness, a 16th century version of the electric guitar. If you want to play an instrument with a fuller sound, you could try the hurdy-gurdy or the new viola da gamba, or viola of the leg. The viola has developed from the guitar-like vihuela, and just like Jimi Hendrix in years to come, some cool person decided they didn't want to pluck it anymore and bowed it instead. With that, the family of viola da gambas is born, and a little later, something called the violin. Smaller and louder than the viola da gamba, and usually played just for dancing. Well, crucially, you can play it standing up and have a dance yourself. For keyboard instruments, you could have a go at the harpsichord, or for something quieter, the clavichord. And don't forget the organ. There is a portable or portative organ and a positive or in-position organ. You could try the negative organ, but there isn't one. And for wind instruments, why not have a go on the crum horn? It's an early oboe. Or the sackbut, a proto-trombone. Or the recorder. That's an early recorder. Consorts of either loud or soft instruments were created in the Middle Ages and played depending on whether you wanted to have a nap or not. And in the Renaissance, they continue, gradually mixing in more varied instruments. And as a musician, you are expected to play the whole of your family of instruments. So totally different from nowadays, when most people learn a single instrument. So it's like learning the violin, the viola, the cello, and the double bass. So you need a really, really big horse and cart. The music you'll play in these times is either arrangements of vocal music, gazillions of dances, variations on popular songs, and, thanks to musicians doodling a bit on their instruments, things start to become a little bit more abstract. Preludes, fantasias, toccatas, symphonies, and early sonatas. That means literally sounded, and originally in addition to the mass. Here is music purely for its own sake, composed for specific players and spaces, like Gabriele's brass pieces, composed specially for that enormous space of St. Mark's Cathedral in Venice. So you get the feeling that much of the music we hear nowadays has its roots very much back in the 16th century, in its form, its content, its name, and its intent. You could even say the 16th century is when modern music started.